Our reading this evening is from the very first book of the Lord's Word, which is the book of Genesis, and it is the very first story in the Lord's Word, which is the story of creation. We are going to be reading about the first day and the sixth day. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Of course, we know that the Lord then created things on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, and now we'll pick up reading about what the Lord created on the sixth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over cattle, and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. So God saw everything that he had created, and indeed, it was very good. Amen. So every year at Jacob's Creek, we have a theme. And I'm wondering if any of the children know what our theme is for this year. What are we going to be talking about at Jacob's Creek this year? Any of you know? Heaven and hell are the life after death. That's right. That's going to be our theme for this year. Now, one of the most important things we can know is that the Lord's main goal is to help all of us become angels. Of all of the wonderful things that the Lord does, his main goal is to help us go to heaven where he can dwell with us, and where he can help us be happy and blessed forever and ever to eternity. Now, because of this, we are actually taught something that's pretty wonderful. And that is that everything that the Lord created, he created in order to help us achieve this goal, in order to help us become angels. There is not a single thing in all of the world that the Lord created that he didn't create thinking that it would help us to someday become angels in his heavenly kingdom. That's true of something that the Lord created in a sense, or gave us like his word, but it's also true of all the things he created in this world. The animals, the trees, the sun, moon, the stars, even something like the rain and the thunder and the lightning. Everything the Lord created, He created to help us become angels. Now, this is such a simple point, and yet it is so, so important to think about, because this is something that we can often forget. And when we forget this simple fact, this is when we begin facing all sorts of problems in our lives. This is even when our lives might become very sad, or we might feel a lot of anxiety in life. When we forget this simple fact that everything the Lord created, He created in order to help us become angels. And I want to just give you a few simple examples of this. You think about something like money. Now, is money a bad thing? I've seen a lot of people say no. Good. Yeah, money's not a bad thing, right? Money helps us buy food, which we need to survive. Money is something that can help us provide shelter and clothing for ourselves and for our families. So money's not a bad thing. However, imagine for a minute that we decided that instead of focusing on the fact that everything the Lord gives us, He gives us to help us prepare for heaven. If instead of that, we began to just focus on getting money as a goal in itself, all we cared about was getting money and gathering in all sorts of other treasures on earth, if you will. Would that be a good thing? No, of course not, because if we did that, well, then we probably couldn't actually do a very good job preparing for heaven, because we'd be distracted by just worldly wealth and power. And we might not be able to allow the Lord to give us many of the spiritual blessings and gifts that He wants to bestow upon us. Here's one more example. I want you to think for a minute about the fact that we often face problems in our lives. Is that true? You know, sometimes we all face problems in our lives. We experience things that make us sad, or that make us afraid, or that are challenging. Now, that's always going to happen to everybody. Everybody's going to face challenges and problems in their lives sometime. But what if, you think for a minute here, what if instead of focusing on the fact that everything the Lord does and created, He created in order to help us go to heaven, if instead of that we begin to only focus and think about all the problems we were having in our lives, and all we thought about was all the things that were wrong with our lives and everything that made us sad and miserable, would that be a good thing? Of course not. Because then the Lord couldn't really help us experience the joy and the happiness and the sense of hope that always comes from remembering that we are here to prepare for a life in His heavenly kingdom. So we are told, and I want you to really think about this as we start our camp off, we are told that it is the sign of a wise person. We all want to be wise, right? A wise person is somebody who always remembers that the Lord's number one goal is to get us to heaven, and that everything He created, He created to help us achieve that goal. That result is the sign, or one of the signs, of a wise person. And I'd like to read for us, and just sort of end with this, a wonderful passage from a book called The True Christian Religion that puts this so beautifully. This is from True Christian Religion, number 13. We read, "This vast system, which is called the universe, is a work coherent as a unit, from things first to things last, because in creating it, God had a single end in view, or a single goal, which was an angelic heaven from the human race, and all things of which the world consists of are means to that end. Since he who seeks an end seeks also the means. Consequently, whoever regards the world as a work containing means to that end is able to look upon the created universe as a work coherent as a unit, and to see that the world is a complex of uses, existing in successive order, looking to the human race, from which the angelic heaven is, as its end. Surveying the world, which means sort of looking out upon the whole world, surveying the world from this most general idea, every wise person can comprehend that the creator of the universe is a one, and that his essence is love and wisdom. Consequently, there cannot be in the universe, pay attention to this, there cannot be in the universe the smallest particular in which there does not lie hidden some use, more or less remote for man. Food from the fruits of the earth and from animals, and clothing from the same sources. How wonderful it is that the insignificant silkworm should clothe with silk and magnificently adorn women and men, from queens and kings to maidservants and men servants, and that a petty insect like the bee should supply wax for the tapers which make temples and palaces brilliant. So this week, or these next few days, as we begin our camp and begin to think about the life after death, a wonderful topic, let's just begin by remembering that the Lord's number one goal is to help us become angels in his heavenly kingdom. And the more that we can remember that everything he created to help us achieve this, the happier we will be, and the more fulfilled our lives will be as well. Amen.